So take a moment to settle into your, and many of you are already centered. And we greet Mother Earth silently, energetically, allowing our heart to silently greet her heart. And sense that. It's a very subtle sense. Again, beyond words. Impatiently, slowly, kindly, allow yourself to settle into the base of your spine, into your seat, drawing and collecting your energies back. So, by drawing your attention into that root area, it automatically starts drawing all your energy back in that you have put outward. So it gives it a point to come back to. And let yourself breathe into that. Let it waft back, not forcing it, but gently, kindly. Making space, setting up that beacon at the root for it to return to. And you're sensing that, you're not thinking it. And enjoy this. And maybe there's a little enlivening that happens, or a happiness for returning, or a peacefulness of settling. And every time we greet Mother Earth, it can be a fresh, new, different experience. It's a different time, it's a different day, it's a different moment in the year calendar, the rotation of the Earth around the sun. Every moment is different. And your connection to Mother Earth can be a fresh experience every single time. Doesn't have to be the same. And it doesn't have to be intense. And if it helps to think about a place in nature that you'd love to be, you can bring that to the foreground. It helps you feel the sacredness and connection. See, now with each person doing this for themselves, The axis for the circle has formed and activated. So the greater consciousness is starting to activate. And sense that maybe downward pull, the weightedness downward, and maybe an upliftment upward where the circulation is starting to move and become dynamic. And then we come down to the calf muscles and invite them to soften and release. And I'm going to say that with the way our culture is, the moment you interact with the culture, your calf muscles get tight. It's just a given. So remembering to invite that softening of the calf muscles has to happen all the time. Go. So, as we each ground and activate that connection with Mother Earth, the ceremony starts forming. The sacred circle starts forming. And the axis is the first evidence of enough clearing and enough settling. And then the circle starts to gather visibility as we clear and connect with more expanded states of consciousness. Now feel your feet and the chakras on the soles of the feet underneath the arches. And let your energy flow downward. And it's as if you're starting to inhabit your entire body. Your consciousness is flowing in you all the way through. And it actually starts in the sun, flows into you from above. And when we open up the channels to the earth, it begins flowing all the way downward into the earth and circulating between the earth and the sun. And the evidence that you're actually doing this is that you start to relax. You don't have to be completely relaxed. It's the beginning of relaxation. We're just starting to have vital energy, the living energy, circulate within us, which will then allow a deeper relaxation and a deeper clearing. And it'll allow our muscles and tendons to realign into their more natural position, which helps reduce pain. And the energy sources, the organs and cellular structures And it's an overall boost to the whole system in a synergistic way. If you feel any pressure on the top of your head or in your head at all, drop down to your feet. It means that the mind is engaged too much. And by sensing the current or the energy or knowing the way you're connected to the earth, if your feet feel rooted and in the way you know it, then you know that you are actually grounding. And let the kindness flow through you. That is your consciousness flowing through you. Don't picture anything other than being with that flow. And sit with yourself gently, kindly. Feel the kindness flowing through your muscles, tendons, and fascia. Pure loving kindness. And you're not generating it from the mind. It is the flow of Mother Earth and Father Sun through you in this greater consciousness of love. You have kindness flowing through your blood, through the arteries and the veins, in and out of the cells. Circulating in the organs. Bathing the fascia and ligaments and muscles. It's a knowing. And if you have any sense of how it should be, try to release that and experience what is happening. And we greet the spirit of the water, this stream of kindness and love. And even how you think of kindness and love is setting up an expectation. Allow this to be a new experience, something that you didn't expect. So you're not pushing love through your system. You're allowing yourself to have a new experience that is direct rather than mediated verbally. And it may not be anything like you expected. And the circle, the sphere of the ceremony is growing stronger. A higher frequency is coming in. And another higher frequency just activated. And we greet the nature spirits. I was so happy to be able to go and pick daffodils to put on the altar tonight. And feel what it feels like non-verbally to want all beings to be blessed. Feel that as an experience. We greet the spirit of the fire. The luminous flame of the soul. The fire of creation. And what does a flame feel like energetically? What is your experience? Again, it may not be what you thought or visualized. And we greet the spirit of the air. What is the breath of life? Not the breath that we feel physically, but what could be a new experience of breath? And we greet the ether, the vibrating membrane, like the skin of a drum being played, vibrating. And there is now a sacred space created so that the illuminated beings are now here and can vibrate with us. And this is the beginning of the ceremonial stage, the transformative power of the ceremony when we have vibrated to a state where the higher consciousness can join with us. And the ceremony becomes a vibrating frequency. And we become the frequency. We're starting to vibrate at the frequency of the luminous beings. We're not trying to get anything from the circle or the ceremony. We become the ceremony. A deeper cleansing occurs, a cleansing of our consciousness. And as the consciousness becomes cleansed and we vibrate at a finer frequency, the teachings become apparent. Whatever we need to know can appear to us as a knowing now. It could show up later at another time. But it's that cleansing of the consciousness that allows the teaching that each person needs at the moment to appear. And like I said, it may not appear now, but it may appear later. But it is a cleansing that allows us to know something more. And the entire sphere is becoming blazing with light. A deeper cleansing is occurring. So coming to this state where we're able to detach from our attachment to how we think things should be. Is a stage along the spiritual path. It's a state. And so it's a state of complete detachment. And it's not detachment from desires, it's detachment from expecting things to be the way you expect them to be. It's allowing for the pure vibration and frequency of the experience without doing anything to it. And that is a state of being that from then on we can enter deeper states of being, but we have to reach this state first. Everyone's doing a beautiful job. And feel the unknown. Maybe it's peaceful. Maybe it's free from the push-pull of expectation and control. And now, if you would like, if you have someone you would like to, without any emotion or thought, place in the circle for some healing, just think of their name and then that's it. That's all you need to do. It could be more than one person, but a few. No expectation, no visualization. Just put their name in the circle. And allow their path to unfold. I want you to notice if you're trying to direct the energy with any kind of thought, drop into allowing to releasing. Good. Okay. Very gently feel your seat. And you don't have to come back to the body. We just want to make sure that your body is included. And take a few deeper breaths. Come into your heart. Feeling your sacred nature. And dissolving into your heart. Beautiful. So the teaching tonight was about allowing space for a new experience, releasing even the subtle expectations and projections of how things should be, allowing space for a higher frequency to join with us, becoming that higher frequency, all non-verbally. So this is the practice this week. So thank you. And I'll see some of you Thursday evening and some of you over the weekend. So many blessings.